Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast. We are going to break down cryptocurrencies today. We are zeroing on the current buzz around cryptocurrencies. We have seen some wild rides with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the gang, plus a whole lot of chatter about Bitcoin ETFs. So let's dive in. First off, Bitcoin, it's been a headline grabber for a while, hitting some high highs. And yeah, some pretty low lows recently, right? What's up with that? Well, it's been a mix of excitement over big companies showing interest, some countries giving it the thumbs up, and then the usual roller coaster of regulations talk. But here's the thing, Bitcoin's still the big kahuna in the crypto world, and a lot of folks are keeping a close eye on it as a sign of what's to come. Ethereum, this guy's not just riding Bitcoin's coattails. Nope, Ethereum's carving its own path with this whole smart contracts thing, basically agreements that live on this internet and don't need a middleman. And with all the buzz around NFTs and decentralized finance or DeFi, Ethereum's proving it's not just a one-trick pony. And then, of course, Bitcoin ETFs, Wall Street's latest crypto crush. This baby's let investors get in on Bitcoin without having to deal with the nitty-gritty of crypto wallets and exchanges. It's like cryptos with training wheels. Recently, we have seen some ETFs pop up, sparking a lot of interest on opening the gates for more folks to jump into the crypto pool. So it's going crazy nowadays, and there are a lot of other currencies as well. Just recently, Solana meme coin project accidentally burned $10 million. It was called Slurf, S-L-E-R-F. The project's developer's accident means a major portion of the token supply is now permanently destroyed. Basically, you know, he raised around $10 million worth of funds from pre-sale investors. And he, kept the tokens aside for the airdrop, and then he ended up sending those tokens to a burn address. So basically, all those tokens are destroyed. So that means that, you know, pretty much anyone who invested in those tokens are pretty much done. But overall, Solana, right now, Google search interest for Solana hit record levels amid the recent surge in memecoin popularity, right? So Solana's on-chain volume reached a new all-time high of over $3.8 billion. And as the cryptocurrency's price rose above $200 for the first time since December 2021, and during that 2020 and 21 frenzy, Solana and Luna were like the cryptos which may people thought of that, you know, they may kill or they would be next Bitcoin and Ethereum, and Luna just disappeared, Terra Luna. Somehow Solana survived. Standard Chartered Bank has increased its Bitcoin price forecast to $150,000 by the end of the year, up from its previous target of $100,000. The bank suggests Bitcoin could potentially reach $250,000 at some point in 2025 if strong spot ETF inflows continue or Forex reserve managers start buying Bitcoin this year. So this could be very, very interesting. Be careful about these meme coins. It's been going crazy. Investors just dumped over $100 million plus into pre-sales over this past weekend. Handful of projects raised $10 million plus, some ended up launchings, others rugged. One project raised $30 million in 24 hours. So just be careful, you know, those meme coins. One of the dog we fat NFT sold for $4.3 million. 1210 ETF. I just cannot believe it's just a simple picture turned into an ETF. So This week, three things are coming. First, the FOMC meeting. Scenario one, if rates go up, this would make investors nervous, and that means that hang on for a roller coaster. Rates hold steady or drop. This would be a warm blanket for the markets, potentially giving a green light to risky assets like crypto. So I think most probably the scenario two is going to play out. I don't think rates will go up, but I highly doubt rates will drop either, because inflation has been steady or picking up, right? So I think rates will stay there, but it's how people interpret FOMC's, the Federal Open Market Committee's language, and how they are presenting, right? Also, there are conferences, two big conferences this week, NVIDIA, the GTC conference, which is AI related. So during this time, usually AI related cryptocurrencies go up. And there is Digital Asset Summit, DAS, that is for institutional crypto investors. There is also token unlocks coming. 130 million worth of dollar ID tokens, $95 million worth of IMX, and 37.5 million worth of Pixel tokens will unlock this week. So, it's pretty interesting. And don't forget, guys, if you invested in crypto last year, be ready, because we got to file taxes. And taxes means, just start preparing. I prefer if you did a lot of trading, or even a little bit of it, or if you use more than one exchanges, then definitely use a crypto software, right? It's very important to use a crypto software, so that will give you a full picture and also makes your life easier. And as you saw, Bitcoin hit all-time high last week, 72,000, and then it's back down to between 67 and 68,000, which is still more than double as of, I think, 6 months ago. Almost all Bitcoin investors are now in profit. 98% of all Bitcoin investors are now in profit. So that's a huge deal. As I mentioned, crypto funds are seeing massive inflows. $1.84 billion was invested in digital investment products a week before. So that is crazy. Trading volumes hit $30 billion. Bitcoin saw 90% of those investments. And it's funny, Bitcoin is also dominating NFT market now, which was, pretty much Ethereum's baby. So now Bitcoin is dominating, Ethereum is second, and Solana is third. So lots of things are happening in crypto world. Keep watching. It's going to be, as usual, volatile, but I think overall it's on the trend up, because we are only a month away for Bitcoin halving. And when that event happens, usually Bitcoin goes up even higher, because the mining rewards for the Bitcoin miners would cut in half. That means that we are going to see less supply of Bitcoin in the market. And it is all about supply and demand. So when the supply is low and demand is high, prices go up. So yeah, let me know what you guys think of this episode. Have a great day and enjoy.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing.